North Carolina leaders say the state is well-positioned to tackle climate change while boosting local economies, especially with support from the Biden administration. Last week, President Joe Biden and climate envoy John Kerry hosted a World Leaders Summit to recommit the U.S. to taking action on global warming and clean energy. Democratic State Representative Zach Hawkins of Durham says native North Carolinian and former Secretary of the State Department of Environmental Quality, Michael Regan, now oversees the EPA.
We're poised to move forward over the next 4 years in ways that we have not been able to, even under the Obama administration. There's so much more data available.
Hawkins says Regan understands firsthand how climate-related challenges such as hurricanes and extreme flooding are impacting residents. He adds the state continues to make progress on climate change mitigation and adaptation efforts that have kicked into high gear with Governor Roy Cooper's 2018 executive order to reduce greenhouse gas emissions by 40% by 2025. One recent report found more than 25,000 clean energy jobs are based in rural North Carolina. And Hawkins says most state lawmakers agree that bringing clean energy jobs to the state is a top priority.
One of the things that just passed in the North Carolina House is an energy efficiency measure that will, you know, at least allow state buildings, schools, et cetera, to start to look at ways they can better use energy. And that was a bipartisan effort.
Hawkins says his district is ramping up efforts to increase renewable energy use.
Through the federal government, we're able to get a total of 6 electric buses. And so those are going to operate mainly in low-income areas, no emissions, incredibly quiet. Those kinds of action all align.
Hawkins also points to recent legislation he's co-sponsored, House Bill 364, which aims to improve local air quality by placing restrictions on heavy trucks idling. For North Carolina News Service, I'm Nadia Ramlagan.